right, we're gonna get some real important information right now. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Which movies should we completely avoid? And which movies should we make sure we go see? Are you guys old enough to remember what this is?
Yes!
The Fox intro?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, all right. Okay.
It was,
of course, they're movie guys.
Yeah.
All right. It's Mike and Mike of the Mike, Mike, and Oscar podcast.
Morning.
Good morning. All right. What should we absolutely go see right away?
Sinners, right now. Vampire, action, horror, musical. Going to get nominated for Oscars. Going to win.
Musical.
Musical.
Yeah.
Remember Sarah Marshall's Peter?
Oh, yeah.
Eat your heart out, sir. They finally did it. You don't believe me, but check it out for yourselves. It's wild.
It's not in the way that, like, you know, Cats was a musical.
Yeah, thankfully.
By the way, after you guys were on, we all watched it again.
Cats?
Cats.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yes, that was the appropriate reaction.
Never seen so. Yeah, anyway, it's not that, but no, Sinners is, it's really, really good, and it's like this breakout piece for Michael B. Jordan on top of it, who's just phenomenal. But whatever kind of movie you do like, you're going to get your fill with Sinners, definitely.
Really? Sinners.
Yeah. All heavy I know about this movie, Chaz, is that there's a scene with one of the actresses that is so, like, overtly sexual that her boyfriend, who's on an NFL team, was getting tweeted by people who saw the movie and was like, dude, I don't know how you're still with this girl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's good.
It's the hallmark.
Well, that got my interest. I'm like, oh, good.
It turned into like a mini scandal. They're like, this seat, like, how do you sit in a theater and then feel comfortable like going back home with her?
Steamy.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, she's there to make you feel uncomfortable after a certain point in the movie. And she does her job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm.
She's also a servant of the devil in that moment.
Again, might make people uncomfortable.
How?
Literally.
How much singing is there?
It's the history of the blues. So that's what the movie's about. It's about 1930s, and you get a chronicle.
Oh,
and
they like that kind of singing.
Yeah,
it's good. Not like song and dance.
It's not at
Broadway.
All. It's not a musical, and you would think what a musical is. No, it's Irish folklore singing, and it's blues.
River dance.
Yeah.
Get that.
Okay.
River dance.
Yeah.
All right. I think I can handle that. Yeah. All right. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to go see that one. All right. What else?
We're hoping F1 is worth the price of admission. We got high hopes for that one. It's basically the entire team behind the camera that did Top Gun Maverick a couple years ago.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Only instead of Tom Cruise, put in Brad Pitt in an F1 car for $300 million.
Brad Pitt seems a little bit old to be driving an F1 car now.
He looks younger than Mike and I do, which is, I mean, he's like 63 now.
What the hell?
It's insane. I don't know what fountain of youth he has out there, but yeah.
HGH.
That would help.
Playing an F1 driver, not like a manager or owner?
But they work that into the story. He's like the aging F1 driver who has like this rivalry with the young kid that's on his team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in the car for all the action scenes. Like, you're under the hood with this camera.
Oh, really? They almost could not find a better time to do an F1 movie. It seems like
genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's genius. It all worked out for him because
the
Netflix
sport
show.
Is on fire right now. And NASCAR, it's hard to watch that now. The drivers are disconnected with the fans. They used to be really fan friendly. It's a whole different sport now. This thing is really exciting.
And it's
taking
off.
Turns. You take left and you take right.
Novel concept. Well, it took us till 2025.
I mean, there's real driving involved.
Yeah. Yeah. And like Mike said, like you're in the car for $300 million. You're everywhere on the track because that's what Apple's putting into the movie to fund it for the production costs.
Do they have any real F1 drivers in the movie?
I don't know. So I know the garage they set up for the movie was on a real F1 track between like the Mitsubishi and the something else garage. Hmm. So it was done in an F1 facility. I would imagine they have drivers in. I don't know for sure.
That'd be a good nod if they just have a couple of drivers in there.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia article anyway, so, you know, grain of salt. But additionally, all 10 Formula One teams and their drivers of the 2023 season will appear as themselves.
Yeah.
There you
go. Yeah. There you go. Cool.
That's
get the authenticity
of it. That's going to, because this sport is already on fire, it's going to launch it into the stratosphere. This movie.
And you think about like what Maverick was on the big screen, you know, like, and it's the exact same director, screenwriter, cinematographer. It's all the same people. So you're going to get like true to life in the car with the sound. I mean, the sound is going to be something else, and it's going to be incredible.
Oscar worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems like one you got to see in the theater.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think
IMAX.
So. Yeah.
You get sound you can feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Get your seat rumbling.
Got to have
and
it.
And, you know, that Top Gun Maverick movie, they just knew, like, it was so 1985. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, there's good guys and there's bad guys. And we're rooting for the good guy, and there's action.
I tease Mike all the time about
it. It's all exciting.
I'm like, it's just Top Gun redone, but that's all anyone wanted. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's all anyone wanted.
That's a great story. Exactly.
It's not a bad package.
All right, so Sinners, F1. You guys are selling me on these movies. I'm going to go see them.
All right.
What else?
Weapons. August. Yeah. This won a bidding war.
Yeah.
There's not bidding wars for original content anymore. You guys have been craving original content. Weapons is a horror movie, we think, from comedian, lifelong comedian turned horror movie director Zach Krieger, like Jordan Peele, like Bill Hader. These are working of late. And bidding war, $38 million. A school teacher walks into her classroom one Wednesday morning, normal morning. She has none of her students in the classroom. Security cam footage in the trailer shows every single grammar school kid walking out of their houses at 2:17 a.m., the witching hour. And we're like, what in the heck happened? Josh Brolin, Jennifer Garner, who's going to play Madonna.
Love Josh Brolin.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Great cast. And it's like, what the heck's going on here? This guy did Barbarian, which was a banger.
Oh, which took a wild left turn a couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've done a great job with the marketing because it's very like visceral and viral. You literally see these packs of kids breaking through the front doors and front windows of their own home to run out into the street and enter nowhere. And then it's just the crux of the trailer is that it's Josh Brolin plays a concerned parent who's starting to accuse Julia Garner, who's the teacher, of being like, where the hell's my kid? What's going on?
What have you been teaching him? Yeah, what have you been doing?
The marketing's gone viral. Yeah. It's going to be the surprise hit of the summer. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a major August blockbuster, which we haven't seen in a bit. So early August 6th, I want to say, from WB New Line Cinemas.
Wow, that one sounds so good. I don't even want to wait.
Weapons.
Yeah, I got chills hearing that.
Weapons.
You almost feel like that might have been better in like a Stranger Things title. You could do like a 6-episode run.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, like release, like you put the first two out and then you do a weekly release.
Especially if you look at the, because I mean, like Barbarian, we think this one's going to have some like, it's not going to stay normal.
Yeah.
And if you look at some of the flash visuals in the trailer, there's some like creepy beings and people and like this girl with six arms and all kinds of stuff.
This is right up your alley. Look at Ruth's got a big smile on her face.
I'm watching it right now.
Yeah. All right, so we got Sinners, we got F1, we got Weapons.
I'm in on all of these so far.
Me too.
Yeah.
I haven't been this excited about summer movies in a long time.
So it's a result of the strikes, right? Like the studios pulled back a lot of stuff because there was the
2020 that screwed everything.
Everything gets pulled back, and now this has kind of been the first summer where it's like, studios feel safe. Everyone's under contract.
Let's
we're ready
get people
to go.
Back in the theaters.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to talk about the movies we should absolutely avoid at all costs this summer. Mike and Mike from the Mike and Oscar podcast in studio. So what you should get in line to see is Sinners. When's that opening?
It's out there right now.
It's out right now.
Still making big money.
Yeah.
Has legs at the box office.
It does. Yeah.
F1.
Oh, yeah. Late June. 28th.
And then Weapons in August.
Yes,
August 6th.
Yep.
Okay. All right, I got my summer plan now. what should I not see, even if it's free?
We were just talking about this in the break. Look, there's a lot of good that comes with what's happening with Jurassic World Rebirth, but
Afterbirth.
Yeah, after Jurassic World Afterbirth. But to us, it's just like the same dinosaur movie. And in this plot, it's going to be literally the same movie as they're returning to the first Jurassic Park in canon, I guess. They're going back to the original Jurassic Park.
Chomp, chomp.
Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali. It's Frank Marshall's the producer on it, who's produced everything since like 1965. He did like all the Indiana Jones, some Star Wars stuff like that. So there is good for it. I just don't understand how you can make this billionth Jurassic Park movie in a row and there's still people who want to see it and get excited by it. People do. It's all these make $1 billion plus at the box office. So there's some legs to them, but I just can't.
They ran out of books. Michael Crichton books. There's only two of them and they ran out of plot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, what would be the new twist on this? I mean, one, I understand why they wouldn't change the story because they've been doing the same movie like 15 times in a row and it makes $1 billion.
Right, and we're dumb enough to keep going.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the surprise. Yeah. Why do we keep going?
Yeah. I think it's for kids. I think it's for like 10-year-old kids.
Different generations.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you make this story more interesting? Like, what would be the new hook on Jurassic Park?
No dinosaurs, just people. I don't know. I don't know what the answer
is. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, and then suddenly, Godzilla.
Oh, no. You know what could be the difference? They bring back Elvis.
Hey, it worked with the dinosaurs.
They did it with the dinosaurs, yeah. And then they start bringing back these people, it turns out. They're not so good. It's almost like Pet Sematary.
Yeah. Listen,
but with famous people.
Yeah, and dinosaurs.
Elvis fighting
Elvis
dinosaurs.
Elvis on a dinosaur.
Yes. He's like riding a T-Rex.
Or Elvis as a dinosaur. Flying around as like a pterodactyl or something.
I love it.
If that was in the trailer,
oh,
that'd get me more to see it.
With Elvis's head. Yeah.
Like Elvis.
Hey, baby. Ah, yeah. Okay. So, look, it only took us 5 seconds to get
there. Hope. We fixed hope now.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. It's Emily Brontosaurus.
Okay. So, don't see Jurassic Park or whatever it's going to be called this mm-hmm. time.
Unless you're 10. Then you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the true. Kids. Bring the kids.
Okay. What else?
Karate Kid Legends not doing well overseas right now. Getting a lot of bad reviews, bummer reviews. So, I'm sad about that because that looked fun with Jackie Chan. And Ralph Macchio.
And that's another one. They tried to like reboot the entire franchise. They're harkening back to the last two iterations of the Karate Kid franchise and bringing in Jackie Chan, who did the 2014 one, I want to say. And
Willow
Macchio,
Smith.
Obviously, from the original. So they were trying to make that a new thing for a new generation, get kids attached to it. But so far, not looking great.
Anything with a colon, Legends, probably not a good one.
Yeah.
Trying too hard, too thirsty.
That's why Jurassic Park's avoided it thus far. No Jurassic Park Legends yet. Yeah.
It's funny it's that Cobra Kai just hit the target right in the center of the target. So yeah. Good.
People like,
I've
love
never
it.
Seen an old idea rebooted so successfully.
And everyone who saw it was like enamored. It did so well that I think it started on YouTube. And then Netflix.
YouTube Red, which doesn't even exist
right.
anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Netflix was so enamored by it that they bought it outright and made a couple more seasons for it. So it has an audience, which is why this one you would think has an audience, but it just hasn't been the case yet.
Not so much, huh?
I think because it started small, they're like, we got to just have fun with it. We don't have the budget to like take it very seriously.
Right.
So like, and I think people resonated with that. You're like, yeah, this is ultimately kind of silly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we got Jurassic, whatever, and Karate Kid Legends, and what else?
The Smurfs can go straight to hell.
That's an all-time quote.
Years.
That's
a banging the
that's
table.
A T-shirt. That's a soundbite.
Put that on the poster.
That's a movie.
The Smurfs go
straight
to hell.
I'm kidding.
Wow, tell us how you really feel, Mike. The Smurfs colon straight to hell.
No, talk about a horror movie that came from hell. I watched Bring Her Back last night at an early screening. The movie ends. It's disgusting body horror from Australia. The movie ends. And
Ruth, have you seen this?
No.
Bring Her Back comes out
next weekend, the 30th. And this guy gets up and he goes, that was terrible. What was that?
Just screaming in the theater?
Screaming. Early moviegoer. This gets a screening and he hated it. And people, like eight people walked out in the beginning of the movie when some zombie kid was like eating his own arm.
He got hungry.
I saw the
eating
trailer.
His own arm.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
I saw
and it had some buzz, too.
No, yeah. Bad. Talk to me, directors. Rocka Rocka Boys speaking.
All right, how does that tie into the Smurfs?
Well, the Smurfs can go to hell, and that movie came from the depths
of
the bowels.
Okay.
The anals.
So one comes out of hell, the Smurfs go in.
Yes.
You landed that plane beautifully, by the way.
The synapses are firing somehow.
What's with the Smurfs in you? What happened?
What are these Smurfs? And why are they falling from the sky? And
wait, who are these
jokes?
Smurfs?
Is there a Smurf movie?
There's like four of them.
Yeah.
And they're all
this summer?
Yeah.
My waking nightmare. I don't want to see any of them. Unless it's cats. It's cats and it's Smurfs. Yeah.
I didn't know you felt this way.
No,
wait, is there a Smurfs movie coming out this summer?
Oh, yeah. It's just called Smurfs.
Okay.
It's a reboot.
All right. That's
because if any title needed a reboot,
now
it's the Smurfs franchise. Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
I don't know which one to write now.
Oh, and James Corden is in it. I'm already out.
Oh, no.
Wait, good. What?
Because he's in Cats. James Corden's in the Cats movie. So they're bringing.
He's also in Smurfs?
He's also in the 2025 Smurfs.
Torture.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Instant box office.
Wow.
Okay. Even I won't watch that.
He's the second name list that I see. Rihanna, then James Corden. Mm,
bad.
Rihanna coming on was like the last time they did a Smurfs movie, she was the big draw. And I don't think it did that well, if I'm remembering. I could be wrong, but off the top of my head, I don't think it did as well as people expected.
Well, they brought her back.
Yeah. All right, Mike and Oscar in studio, and we're talking about movies you must see, movies you must avoid this summer. Must see Sinners, F1, and Weapons. And must avoid Jurassic Whatever, Karate Kid Legends, and Smurfs Go to Hell. What do you guys think of this new Mission Impossible movie? Are you excited about it? Not excited about it?
Little mixed, but Tom Cruise is asking us to trust him one last time. So here's my money. Just take it. But
do you think it is the last time?
No, but at the same time, it's going to be the last time in a while. He's going to do the Indiana Jones 5 thing and, you know, do it when he's 70 and 80 because he's just in that great of a shape. But he's hanging off of planes in this movie. He is jumping naked into oceans at the bottom of the ocean and submerging himself, doing these stunts for real. I demand, and I know Academy members are listening right now, I demand that this man gets an honorary Oscar now, because what else is he going to do when we get this stunts Oscar in 2 years?
Yeah.
For the 100th.
They just announced that they're putting in a stunt category for the Oscars, finally, which should have been, it's long overdue.
Don't dare him.
But they're not doing it for another couple of years.
Don't dare
him with
that award.
Meanwhile, this guy's been hanging off mountains in the tallest building in the world his entire life.
Breaking his ankle and running away.
Yeah.
Right. Oh. Is it necessary? Like, you know, did you ever see a shot and think, oh, wow, that's really him? And they couldn't have got someone else to do it. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's kind of set this, like, Thunderbolts is a movie one of the big Marvel movies that just came out. And all of what Tom Cruise has done kind of inspired, the first shot in that movie is Florence Pugh walking off the side of the second tallest building in the world.
Real stunt.
And Marvel didn't want her to do it, and she was shut down from doing it. And her big complaint was like, well, wait a minute, Tom Cruise has been doing this his entire career. Why can't I do it? So he's kind of opened that door, at least.
She wanted to go off.
Oh, yeah. She said she loves heights. She loves adventure and thrill seeking. And they let her do it.
And cheese. If you've watched any of the interviews, give her cheese. She's very happy.
That's right. Eating a meal of brie. Oh, so am I.
Wow. She wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was all about it.
Hell yeah.
Let her do it.
They said, no, we'll have someone else do it. And she said, no, I want to do it.
Me from Little Woman. I want to jump off that building, yeah.
To be fair, these movies have been making big money. And the director who's been a part of it in the last 10 years is the same guy doing this one, too. So they feel like they've got something working.
The Mission Impossible movies.
The Mission Impossible movies, yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, the last one didn't do great at the box office. This one's kind of gotten... A lot of the reviews so far have been like, it's good. You know.
The last one had a pretty wild action sequence in with the train.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the bridge blown up.
Yeah.
And then they were going up. As the trains are falling off the blown up bridge, he's running up the car.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
And getting out of the car. Yeah, right. I thought, like, I'm getting three seats up and, like, you know what? I've lived long enough.
Had a good run.
I'm a good run.
He gets those incline treadmill workouts.
That's right. Yeah. Just defying gravity. He's great.
Which of all the Mission Impossible movies, which action sequence do you think is the best?
Fallout.
Yeah.
Bathroom scene.
Yes.
That was just
what happens
awesome.
There?
Superman with that giant mustache that I've been trying to mimic my whole life.
It's the famous one where Henry Cavill pumps his fists and he's getting ready to go back.
It's like
a fight.
Shotgun.
Yeah. It's Tom Cruise and Henry
Loading
Cavill
up
fighting.
The biceps.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty instantly iconic.
Broken mirrors. I mean, Oscar movies, mirrors.
Yeah,
you need
right.
a, you need an actor in
it
a mirror.
It almost feels like a Bond fight scene. Like it's that kind of like gritty.
So.
Oh, yeah.
And realistic.
Yeah.
That train
I'm
fight.
Trying to think of that. Which movie was that?
It's that crazy club, that European club that we all dream of going to and looking cool. I just want to swagger into a European neon club once in my life like that.
Everyone turns and looks at you because they're all dressed like Smurfs and they heard what you said.
It's Smurf night.
Smurf night at the Club Venice.
Who's the next James Bond going to be?
Henry Cavill is my guess because that's Amazon
question.
Now. Well, he's Bezos' new boy.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, and they bought the franchise.
They bought out the rights to do everything from the Broccoli family, who still had it once Amazon purchased MGM. I think the latest Vegas odds I saw had Christopher Nolan as the favorite to direct it.
It's going to be a very expensive movie just with those two names attached.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. And he was on the record, I think like 10 years ago, saying he wanted, like, I want the James Bond franchise. I want to do it.
He's been auditioning with every role.
Yeah.
Pretty much. In a tux. It's like mandatory that he's in a tux in every movie he's played in for the last 10 years.
You know, I don't know if it'll be this way with Amazon, but when you signed on to do James Bond, you could not appear in another movie with a tuxedo on.
Oh, really? Oh, with a tuxedo.
That's right. Yep.
But you look at that might be his little wink to the camera then. He's like, when you see me in a movie with that one, you know I've been hired.
Yeah.
But we did a James Bond series, and every single James Bond for the 10 years prior, they were like in commercials and tuxedos. Mm-hmm. They were in these other spy movies, all these Bond ripoffs. That's how they auditioned for the part.
Yeah.
And he's done that too this last 10 years.
Yeah, the James Bond franchise has really come a long way. And
Daniel Craig made it.
He was great.
I loved him.
Awesome.
I think he might be. I mean, it's either him or Connery for me, obviously. But like, they turned those into like actual cinematic events. You know what I mean?
Well, with the Daniel Craig, they started doing like superhero backstory on this guy.
Yeah,
and like his life is screwed up, and you kind of know him a little bit more. Before, he was just kind of a cartoon cardboard cutout walking through a movie.
Great point.
Like, okay, I'm going to shoot this person, and I'm going to make out with this girl, then she's going to die,
and you know, he
I end up with the girl at the end.
Yep.
And it was every movie, and this one had some depth and some storyline that went through all the movies, and that's what made it really something.
It's a great point, yeah.
And the stunts were nuts.
I mean, this is what Mike and I have been harping on this for years, is that, like, you have these people that actually put their lives in danger on these sets. Like, they should be recognized at some point, because a lot of these movies, especially the action movies, don't get made without the stunt people anyway. So for them to not have their own Oscar category to be like, hey, good job, or here's the 5 best or 15 best of the year with a short list, it's kind of insulting. So we're thankful that it finally got to this point, and then all it took was Tom Cruise, you know, risking his life every time he's on a film set. So.
Mike and Mike from Mike and Oscar, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And we're going to link up to Mike, and Oscar podcast on WPLR.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.